Okay, this is the third side of the 10th session, July 25th, 2006, and we're going to read in full the last quote I was reading on side two from Understanding Media, the original copy, original edition, page 179, original paperback edition, I think, page 179. The student of media, this is after realizing the tribal global village is far more divisive, full of fighting, than any nationalism ever was. Village is fission, not fusion, in depth. Village is fission, not fusion, in depth. The student of media, next quote, the student of media, this is page 179 of Understanding Media, the student of media soon comes to expect the new media of any period, whatever, to be classed as pseudo by those who have acquired the patterns of earlier media, whatever they may happen to be. This would seem to be a normal and even amiable trait, ensuring a maximal degree of social continuity and permanence amidst change and innovation. But all the conservatism in the world does not afford even a token resistance to the ecological sweep of the new electric media. On a moving highway, the vehicle that backs up is accelerating in relation to the highway situation. Such would seem to be the ironical status of the cultural reactionary. When the trend is one way, his resistance ensures a greater speed of change. Control over change would seem to consist in moving not with it, but ahead of it. Anticipation gives the power to deflect and control force. End of quote. Now I would add where he says, those who see new media as pseudo have acquired the patterns of earlier media, what he called the rearview mirror. Look at the statement above where I said that in the Barry Neve quote on page 13, nature imitates art. Most people wouldn't believe that. They would think, yeah, maybe painting, nature imitates art. That may be like fashion or a few puny events for the chemical body. But he means by art, massive media environments, and they swallow up nature, first nature. They swallow up the chemical body, which is what we think nature is. Most people wouldn't agree with that because they only see the patterns of earlier media and the patterns of what nature imaged itself as an effect of previous media environments. What is the image of nature today and inside a new environment? Image of nature is what? Fractals? Chaos theory, string theory, hurricanes, global warming. These images are effects of the new nature, which is the new media art, which is the new world show business, which is the new world tactility, which is the electronic environment. Here's the next quote we read before. This is from Take Today, page 166. We torment others by hardware, using the old, and he has hardware in quotes. We torment others by hardware, that's like bombing Iraq, using the old organization chart, and we participate in this torment through software. More people are watching and covering the news in Iraq than are engaged in creating the news in Iraq. What I mean by that is more people are presenting images of the hardware fighting in Iraq than are engaged in doing the actual hardware fighting. So we torment others by hardware using the old organization chart, and we participate in this torment through software by holding the new media mirror up to old nature, as it were. Another version of nature being subsumed by art. This process transforms the torture of work into the refined torture of art, the primal curse laid on man. He will earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. Today, the sweat is empathy, being informed, I would add. And the self-knowledge that is the most awful form of torment is awareness of one's own sordid motives manifested in their consequences. We can see the effects today of what we're doing. We became hyper-aware, which is the most tormented state you can be in, when you can't do anything about it. So we produce for today the last quote from Take Today, page 166. We are polluting art as fast as we are tidying up nature. And there's your Albert Gore running around with his inconsequential truth, which is what it is. Global warming is old nature. It has nothing to do with the power of the new art, and we are polluting the new art, and that means polluting the media effects and the media environments as fast as we are tidying up nature. So Al Gore, who claimed he read McLuhan in Harvard, Never got the message.
Well, it sounds to me like what we've been beginning to say here is that nature and media are becoming indistinguishable from each other.
Right. And therefore, what is the image of nature, capital N nature? It is a series of paintings that people did 200 years ago. And that was a result of the Gutenberg media, which put landscape in as the content of what people could observe, not noticing the electric nature that was sneaking up on them with the telegraph. So our image of nature, based on photos and pictures and not just our immediate sensory encounter with nature, but our collective media pictorial images of nature, are not the nature and images that pre-litter people had of nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the points of Al Gore's movie, at the end of the film, after he leaves everyone feeling despairing that we're all going to... You know, I remember there was a Twilight Zone show where the sun begins to heat up the earth and everyone is literally dying a heat death. And that's the image that is being projected in Al Gore's movie. Although at the end of the film he says, yeah, but, you know, we had that big problem with the ozone hole, and we fixed that, so we can fix this too. And what he's saying is that, you know, nature is becoming programmable.
Right, and how did we fix the ozone hole?
I don't know. He states that it went away, so if it did, I guess we took measures. Oh, I know. We passed legislation to stop putting fluorocarbons into the atmosphere, you know, hairspray, aerosols,
right,
and stuff like that.
And he thinks that stopped it.
Yeah.
Or others, conservatives who don't like Al Gore, they say, well, there are natural cycles in the ozone layer, and that's all it was. So who's going to resolve that argument?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's content for people to argue about every day on the media. And that's the real global cooling. It's called cold environment with hot content.
Well, with respect to this notion that maybe nature and media have merged and both have become programmable, this idea that the chemical body has become software within the media landscape, it's kind of an interesting notion to me. I'm wondering if I can push it to the extreme that I think that you may mean, which is that we have become like the chemical body has, in a sense, become like bits and bytes of the chip body. It's become we don't want to admit it because we have our personal and social identity that we're clinging to, but we have maybe have become like the movie Tron, where the character has been transformed into bits and bytes inside of a media matrix, and has become part of the software environment.
Okay, those Hollywood movies like Tron and The Matrix and those things are actually describing the way we are 50 years ago. What I would say you're limited on is there is no we that has become anything. See, you're one step back. You're saying the we, the chemical body, has merged with the chip and has become a bunch of sound bites or fragmented fractals. But you started off with a we that became something. I'm saying there isn't even a we anymore to become anything. So the imaging by Tron and The Matrix are old rearview mirror nostalgic images reminding us when we were a we and that we was becoming a cyborg. That is not where we're at now.
Well, in order to recognize that, then the facade of having social and private identity needs to be dropped. You can't wear any clothing at all. And that is terror.
Yes, yeah. So let's leave it with that. There's some more I could say, but that goes on. We've got to end this session today. I'll let you have the last word, which you just had.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go back and review this because this is a meaty topic we covered. I'm barely really perceiving the implications of everything that you're implying in these 10 or so quotes we just read. So I'll be whittling away at that during the week, and we'll pick it up next week.